From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomb attack has killed at least 19 people and wounded more than 50 in eastern Afghanistan. The attack on Sunday happened in central Jalalabad, capital of Nangarhar province. Soldiers and Taliban rebels were jointly celebrating the last day of Eid. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. The Afghan government ceasefire with the Taliban has been extended. That announcement came from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday. The government ceasefire was due to end on Tuesday. President Trump on Sunday renewed his defense of the agreement he reached with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. On Twitter, the president wrote that the agreement already has led to an end to the North's nuclear tests and, quote, rockets flying all over the place. On Father's Day, Sunday, a group of Democratic members of Congress from New Jersey and New York met with immigration detainees separated from their children. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The lawmakers say they spent more than an hour trying to get into the Elizabeth Contract Detention Facility. Congressman Jerry Nadler says they were eventually able to speak with five ICE detainees who were stopped at the border, separated from their children, and sent to New Jersey.
We have heard of children being physically pulled from the arms of their parents.
The congressman says Democrats will introduce legislation to stop the family separation policy.
These are the misdeeds of an administration speaking in our name that appears to lack a moral compass.
Nadler says the fathers he spoke with in detention are seeking asylum. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Suicide bombing Sunday in the northeastern Nigerian state of Borno.